He's so dancey. Chris Martin of Coldplay and Adventure of a Lifetime. Mike and Casey, 100.7 WHUD. It's 8:47.
All right. Dave Stewart, who with Annie Lennox formed Eurythmics years ago, has got a new book out. And tonight at Barnes & Noble at 86th and Lexington, the address is 150 East 86th Street, he'll be talking about the book and signing it. And by the way, the book is called Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Hello, how are you?
All right, so let's talk about this book. How did you ever come up with the title?
Yeah, that was a hard one. Well, at first, I was going to call it I Turned Into a Hedge and People Started Throwing Cheese at Me. And the publisher, you know, really thought it wasn't so commercial. So she suggested, how about Sweet Dreams Are Made of This? A Life of Music. How could I resist?
Well, it's just perfect, and we're looking forward to it. Can you tell us one of the stories from the book that is maybe the most, I don't know, interesting to you?
I can tell you something that happened in New York that was not interesting. It was terrifying, scalding, painful, and it's the chapter's called Clam Chowder. And we were about to go on David Letterman, and for some reason, I thought, I've never had clam chowder soup. So, you know, when you're in a hotel and you order room service and you think, I'll just slip in the shower, you know they're going to knock on the door while you're in the shower. So they knock on the door, and in the shower, I jump out, get a towel, get this clam chowder soup, sit on the bed and tell him to pull the table over there, a round table with Eve. And he puts it on, and as he leaves, I think, God, this towel's tight. So I open it up, sitting there naked on the bed, go to eat the soup, and the whole leaf of the table falls, and the stickiest, most scalding mess of soup lands right on my and it's so scorching, I actually think I've got third-degree burns. So I call my assistant next door, and I'm screaming, help, help, and he comes running in, and I get him to take Polaroid pictures of my to make sure I have the evidence to sue the hotel if I'm scalded to death. And, yeah, that's a little story in the book.
Well, I won't soon forget it, sir. Thank you so much.
It was even funnier when we were going back through passport control and those Polaroids dropped out of my assistant's passport.
Beautiful.
Oh, just give us one thing about Annie Lennox. Why did you and she hook up and perform so great as Eurythmics?
She was working in a restaurant, you know, I was stood outside freezing and steaming the window up and writing Will You Marry Me on the window backwards and stuff. And she came out of that restaurant, and she was the most beautiful person I'd ever seen, with these piercing blue eyes. And we went to a place with somebody, and we didn't like it. We went back to her tiny room with a harmonium and a washbowl. That was it. She played a couple of songs, and we didn't leave each other's side from that moment for about 15 years. We lived together for 5 years as a couple. We didn't even write a song as a couple together, it all separately. We just lived together like a really sweet couple, madly in love. And then we separated and wrote 140 songs about separating.
Dave Stewart of Eurythmics. Again, he'll be at Barnes & Noble tonight at 150 East 86th Street in Manhattan. Great storyteller. You're going to want to stop in and see him. Eurythmics now at WHUD. Good morning.